Today there was no call for demonstration. Tonight there is a call for, last night and tonight was call for what we call it candle protests, where people, men and women, in each and every village, they walk out with the candles in their hand. Last night they were attacked severely. There was attack and there was people got injured and more people got arrested. So from last night till today, we have something about 30 people getting arrested. We have something, the people who were arrested until this moment, there are something like 200, 500, and 30. It's up to 530 or 527, but yani between 527 and 530, among them maybe more than 20 women. All people who were arrested, they're doctors, bankers, teachers, unionists, human rights defenders, political activists, and nurses and paramedics. The arrests have been targeting all the professionals. It's for the first time in many years government of Bahrain arrest women. And they are taking them to a military court, suing them in a military court. I came to know at least one of the women was sentenced for 5 months, for 4 months. Today, because she was stopped in one of the checkpoints or she was arrested at home. I don't know the reason. So the military already starts sentencing people, but we are not informed how and when and where. We just hear sometime from the family. So tonight we expect to see the same thing. People protesting tonight. And in an hour time, you will be hearing from my home. I could hear the shooting, rubber shooting, and tear gas, and bird shot. Tomorrow they call for another demonstration at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I would assume that will be attacked also in the afternoon by the riot police. And checkpoints are everywhere. People targeted now, based on where they belong to, which village, and they're humiliated by thugs and by security people belong to the Ministry of Interior or belong to the National Guard or belong to the Army or belong to the Special Forces, which all of them, non-Bahrainis, they were brought to suppress the people who are protesting. So people being humiliated each and every minute as they pass by those checkpoints. Houses being raided, hundreds of houses being raided in past nights. Okay. And the security police, wherever they raid a house, they break everything they see. And they, many houses have been reporting to us that their money were stolen. Their wealthy, like watches and gold being stolen. Not everybody, but we have many cases among those people being raided, their wealth is being stolen. We have hundreds of cars in the villages were damaged completely by the security forces. I don't know if you have seen the videos, but there are many videos. It shows that security people breaking cars of the villager, of the people. You know what happened here? Out of the collective punishment, the government, whenever any protest happened in any of the area, they raid the whole area and they break all their cars on that area. Cars parked outside, they go one by one, they break all the glasses, they break all the tires, damage the cars. So this is what happened. There is collective punishment, they break everything, they shoot with rubber bullet and the tear gas everywhere in the village so that those protesters does not repeat, or at least so the villagers, they force the young people not to protest because because of the villagers might fight with them up because they're afraid of the tear gas and blah, blah, blah. So there is collective punishment, checkpoints everywhere, people humiliated, many people arrested, many people beaten. At least now you have something like 27 to 28 people were killed. You have thousands of people being injured. Many of these injuries, we've been treating them at home because we cannot take them to hospital. They will arrest them and they will torture them. We have many people shot in their eyes and they become blind. According to the doctors, at least 25 people, they become blind because one of their eyes or one they, or both were shot. And many of them, their complete both eyes were removed because of the shots they in the face. You have hundreds of people, the gunshots remain in their body. We cannot take them. Many people need treatment right at this point of time. We cannot do anything. We send some doctors to just treat them, but they need operation, and they are afraid once they do the operation, they'll go to one hospital, they will attack them and they will arrest them. Well, it is continuation of the past days, what is happening today. You know, when the Saudi troops and the GCC troops have come to Bahrain, things has become worse. And it is continuation. It's not more, it's not less. Well, I may be one of very few human rights activists who are still at home. Otherwise, all of them, either they are in jail or they are hiding somewhere because the government will target them. And I was arrested 28th of last month. And again, I was chased by security outside my house, me, when I was with the CNN crew. And then I was released after 45 minutes, but CNN crew was arrested for 6 hours from my house. And they were, because they were in my house. And harassment on a daily basis, receiving calls of threatening to kill me and kill my family. I don't drive at night, I don't go out at night because I'm very possible target. And yes, international community has to act fast, especially we see a silence from the Western countries because Bahrain is part of GCC, part of GCC or Gulf countries, which is an oil-rich country region. And a lot of Western countries have an interest here or have a military presence. And those two things, it seems, does not some EU states and United States, they don't want to upset our government, so they don't want to lose their interest or military presence in Bahrain. That's why they are silent. So since they are silent, I'm urging the international community, civil society, human rights organization, and committees, regional, local, international, to really look into the situation, to act fast. To see the situation of human rights defender, arbitrary arrest, killing out of the, what they call it, killing people, arresting people, and termination of from work. We have hundreds of people were terminated from work in the past days, and hundreds were salary were cut also, because they have taken part in the protest, just because they are considered to be not loyal to the king. And the Crown Prince's speech last night, he was saying that we will deal with people based on their loyalty. Based on their loyalty, we will deal with people. And this is very frightening matter. And you know, all kind of protest gathering has been not stopped and not allowed according to martial law. And there is a military court now suing people in it. I mean, those Europe and United States, by being silent, they are losing the heart and mind of the people in this part of the region. And they are losing them as a friend, because it's very clearly people are watching the double standard foreign policy of those states. When you talk about values of human rights and principles of human rights, it should apply everywhere. Human rights is human rights, should apply everywhere. Not for one part of the world and the other part does not deserve a human right. So people are witnessing the double standard of those countries. Continuation and the same double standard foreign policy will make them lose a lot of friends in our region. That's all I want to say. Many union workers being arrested. You have the head of teachers union were arrested. The lady, the head of nursing union were arrested. A lot of union members were arrested yesterday. And the doctors or society were shut down. The teacher society were dissolved by the military. And every unionist is a target now. And many of them, I don't have as of now exact figure, but many of them were arrested. You're talking about salary and termination, you're talking about thousands. And this will add to Bahraini crisis, another crisis, you know. Now the unemployment and all that. Now they're targeting, but all target were based on sectarian, because they're targeting Shia, because they are the majority of the people who are calling for the democracy and human rights. Okay. But of course, there are some Sunnis also, liberals and leftists.